This is the Informed Traveler Radio Show. I'm your host, Randy Sharman. Have you ever taken a cruise to Alaska? It's one of the best cruises you can take. Taking in the scenery of Alaska. It's absolutely gorgeous. Sailing along the West Coast. We've got one booked for next year, and we want you to join us. And by us, I mean travel expert Onanta Forbes. You know her. She joins us each week to do our weekly travel news recap. And myself. So joining me now to give you all the details is Onanta Forbes. Her website is onantaforbes.com. Hello again, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you? Long time no talk.
I know, right? It's like we haven't talked in ages. Let's talk about this exciting thing that we're going to do. We've never done this before, actually. And that is we're going to invite listeners to come join us, you, me, to an Alaska cruise. So let's start with the basics here of the dates, the itinerary, the ship. Where are we going? Right. How long are we going for? And when?
Isn't this exciting? I can't wait. So we're going to set sail on May 29th to June 5th next year. And we're going to be traveling on Celebrity Eclipse. And it's an award-winning ship. And it has so much amenities and activities to keep you entertained and well-fed while at sea. So this is a bucket list experience for most travelers. Cruising to Alaska gives you the opportunity to sail across 500 miles of Alaskan wilderness known as the Inside Passage. Highlights will include Alaska's capital of Juneau, mm-hmm. where you can visit the 13-mile-long Mendenhall Glacier or go hiking in Tongass National Forest during our day in port. It's also famous for dog sledding and incredible glaciers. Other highlights will be our day in the salmon capital of the world, Ketchikan, and Sitka, also famous for its fishing, as well as showcasing Alaska's culturally rich history and community. So aren't those great places to go?
Yes, I've been to all of them. It's been a number of years since I've been to them. We'll be starting in Vancouver, which is a great place to start, because there's so many ways to get there from Western Canada or from wherever you want to. And you can stay there for a couple of nights in Vancouver if you want to, and then board the ship. I'm assuming it's going to be at Canada Place, which is a fabulous spot in itself. And then cruising through the Inside Passage is really, really cool. So, you know, not only do you get there sailing out, you get to sail in the Inside Passage sailing back. It is really cool because the ships have to time it. So when the tide comes in and there's high water, they can't just go at any time of the day. So they time it. And really, you're only a few hundred yards from land. You're sailing in between. So this is a great cruise for first-time cruisers, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And, you know, the destination, the cruise ship, is not only for first-time cruisers, but for multi-generational families, couples, and people who are going on a solo basis. So there's something for everyone. And our departure on May 29th, our offer includes all your drinks, the Wi-Fi, tips are included in your cruise passage. There's currently a half-off second guest promo that's in addition to our exclusive rates. So there's definitely savings to be had.
Mm-hmm.
Prices are in Canadian dollars, which is great. On board, you do have to pay in U.S. dollars, but starts off good with our Canadian dollar. And then, as you say, leave and return to a Canadian port.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a nice way to enjoy the start of summer, really, as you head to Alaska, the last frontier.
Well, you can bet that the people in Alaska will be very glad to see us, because it'll be 2 years since they've had any ships come from a Canadian port, any Canadians via ship coming to see them. So they'll be welcoming with open arms, I'm sure. Like I said, I've been to Sitka. It's a really cool little place. And then Juneau, of course, you mentioned some of the things you can do. Ketchikan, like the whole town area has got a gold mining vibe to it type thing. I'm trying to describe it, but it's like the old Wild West kind of feel to it.
So when I was in Alaska, it's funny you should mention gold mining or such. What brought that to mind was one of my excursions that I did in Alaska was panning for gold in a river. And it was really quite fun. And, you know, you don't get big hunks of gold, but you get little flecks. It's kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about a few of the other excursions. The one thing that I will recommend, anything that has a salmon bake added to it, you got to do that because, right. Yeah, we've had salmon in restaurants served here and stuff, and it's great. Nothing beats a salmon bake in the open, in the fresh air, in the wilds of Alaska, that's for sure.
Right, and we're going to have different shore excursions that you can look into and, you know, participating while we're on our cruise. So, as you say, one of them is a salmon bake, and that can happen on June 2nd when we're in Juneau. And talking about shore excursions, you can experience more from your cruise by taking advantage of the shore excursions offer. Shore excursions on this cruise are very popular and booking up fast. So as soon as you book your cruise passage, book your shore excursions to avoid disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the things, and we don't know what it's going to be like as far as COVID restrictions on a ship in May. Hopefully they've relaxed them quite a bit. But really, you are sailing in a bubble right now. If you were to take a cruise right now, you're sailing in a bubble. You get tested before you get on the ship. You have to be vaccinated. That's the one thing we should say. And then the shore excursions themselves, you can only do the ship-run shore excursions for now. That may change. So I don't want to get into too many details to bog down because we don't know what it's going to be like in May. Hopefully everything will be opened up and we won't have to worry about it too much. But I'm assuming you're going to have to be vaccinated and those types of things.
Absolutely. And just getting feedback from people that are actually starting to cruise the fall of 2021 this year is that they feel very safe on board. All the requirements for COVID regulations are observed, but it's done very graciously and very professionally by the crew. So be assured that we'll make sure that you know all the details before you go on board so you feel fully prepared to embark on this adventure. And that's a great point of some of the questions that you our friends that are going to join us will ask. And probably one of them will be, what about the weather?
Mm-hmm.
So while the state is beautiful during any season, the best time to cruise to Alaska is between May and September. The days are longer and less chance of precipitation, but definitely I would recommend, number one, when you pack it so that you can layer up. So if it's cool, you have layers that will keep you warm, and then once it gets warmer, you can shred them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people are used to hiking in the mountains, so it's similar to that, right? You get prepared so you can layer. It's cooler in the mornings. I will say about Hubbard Glacier, when you're and you don't get off the ship, you're just sort of watching the glacier from the ship itself. It is rather chilly because you're surrounded by cold air and cold water. So yeah, you want to make sure you have a sweater or something like that. And as the day warms up, when you're in Juneau or Ketchikan or areas like that, and yes, it can rain. So be prepared for that. So, but yeah, you know, I think it's no different than taking a trip to the mountains, to Jasper or to Banff for the day or for a few days.
That's right. And, you know, as you say, going through the Inside Passage, you're going to get lots of photo opportunities, whether it's wildlife or the majestic scenery. So remember to bring your binoculars.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good point. Very good point. I don't know how many times I've heard, bear, port side.
And the ship
will tilt. Yes, all the people will go to the port side, which is on the left, by the way. So let's just reiterate the itinerary again. We should tell how many cabins we have as well.
Yes, we have a limited number, exclusive rates just for our departure. And it's we have 50 cabins, so come on board because the space will go very quickly.
Mm-hmm. It's 15, not 50. 15 cabins, and they're different categories, right? They start from inside all the way up to the Yeah, exactly. So again, the itinerary, May 29th to June the 5th. We start in Vancouver, sail through the Inside Passage. That's a day trip. Stop in Sitka. There's a day cruising around the Hubbard Glacier area, which is absolutely gorgeous. Speaking of bringing your camera and your binoculars. Juneau, Ketchikan, and then sailing back through the Inside Passage, stopping again, letting you off in Vancouver, where you can spend a couple days and enjoy Vancouver as well. So where do people go, Onanta, to find out more information?
Well, definitely we can go to my website at onantaforbes.com. There's a link that will go through more details about this trip and then the opportunity to contact me to discuss further and to reserve if you wish. We hope you do join us. So, it's available through myself or call me. 403-660-7374.
Perfect. You can also go on the Informed Traveler website, theinformedtraveler.org. All those links will be there as well. Onanta, I'm excited. We'll be talking about it in the coming weeks and months. We'll get some folks on from Celebrity to talk a little bit more about the ship itself. We'll get some people from Alaska to talk about Juneau and Ketchikan and more information. But really, the savings that that Celebrity has on right now, December 13th is the deadline if you want to jump in on extra savings that Celebrity has going on right now, right?
That's correct. So we can talk about that when you could give me a call or contact me, but you're right. There is a good savings in addition to our exclusive rate. So it's going to be a very affordable vacation for our guests that are joining us.
Mm-hmm. Again, Onanta Forbes, travel expert. You can find her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. And that website, again, if you want more information about our cruise, onantaforbes.com. Chat next week, Onanta.
You bet. Take care, Randy.